He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So how are you on this fine day?
I'm just fantastic. I'm loving the Okanagan. It's nice and warm, sometimes a little too warm, but nonetheless, I'm loving it.
This is the desert of Canada, and it's hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, and my body loves it. My body loves that heat, the dry heat.
I love coming back from Hawaii back into the frying pan.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that sun here, just so nice, just warms up the skin and feeling good.
Yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of tan, a little bit of vitamin D happening.
That was a fun time last night.
Oh, it certainly was.
Visiting friends, barbecue in the backyard, at Mitchell's place with all the family. I had a wonderful time playing with, it'd be Max, who's now two, and Riley, who's about one, and so they were playing together. That was so much fun.
Fun when little cousins get together.
Oh, they were hugging each other and pushing each other around, and they were like, you know, Riley's walking around like Frankenstein and bumping into things, and Max is getting into everything.
What else is new?
But it's just wonderful to have everyone together. It's what life's all about.
That's right, dear.
Cool. So what's cooking?
What's cooking is Asian rainbow coleslaw with tahini dressing.
Yummy.
And funny that you should mention last evening's barbecue is because this is the first time I've made this particular recipe. And we were out for lunch last weekend, and we had an Asian coleslaw. We really liked it. And I said, there's a few things here that I would touch up a little bit. Remember that?
And did you do that?
And I certainly did do that. And it was my first time making this recipe. And everybody, there must have been 10 people there at the party last night, and everybody gave it a thumbs up. So that's a good thing.
So it passed the test.
It certainly did. Usually I make it 3 times before I publish my recipe, but this time was a one-time deal.
Can you imagine making a product like they do in the health industry, not testing it at all?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of recipe books out there that do not test. Because I've made some of the recipes, and I'm going, this doesn't work. And I've used exactly everything the same, and it doesn't work. So they have to be tried, tested, and true. And those are all the recipes that I make.
Well, man, it was delicious and crunchy, and I really liked that combination of all the flavors. It was really good.
Right, and it's rainbow. And funny thing, I asked Matt, I said, what do you think when you see this? He goes, well, it's very colorful. So anyway, what I use a half of a small red cabbage, and I shred it, a half of a small green cabbage shredded, 1 yellow pepper cut into thin strips, 1 carrot grated, 2 green onions nice and chopped, and 1 apple, red apple, or an apple pear, a Chinese apple pear, finely chopped. And I used 2 cups of cashews, and I put those in afterwards. So, and if you're allergic to cashews or nuts, you don't have to add any nutter at all, but you can add the seeds, you can add sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, anything that you like, because it gives it that really nice crunch. But add those just before you serve. Just mix everything together, toss everything up. I tossed everything up with my fingers, and then I added the cashews afterwards.
You don't often hear about a cashew allergy.
Really?
Well, I've never really heard of one. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that are intolerant to pretty much all the nuts and seeds, or maybe molds or whatever,
yeah.
But I mean, you seldom hear about some guy with a cashew allergy.
Yes, exactly. But it just is a really nice and crunchy and just added a really wonderful flavor. So I used the tahini dressing, and what I do is I just do half a cup, let's say, of extra virgin olive oil, half a cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice, a bulb of garlic grated, and a half a cup of unpasteurized honey, and 3 tablespoons of tahini. Shake it all up. Now, if you want, you can add some hot chili sauce to this if you want a little more spice, but everybody said they liked it the way it was. Shake it all up, toss the salad, and there you go. And it just, all we had last night, there was chicken, there was lobster, there was lamb, there was steak, there was a little bit of everything. It was a real smorgasbord of meat and salmon, meat and fish. And then we just had the salad, and that was it. That rainbow salad was beautiful, and everybody liked it. So I think it's a really good barbecue choice.
Yeah, and so what is it about the cabbage? Why is cabbage good?
The term cabbage came from the French word caboche, which means head. And it's a really a popular vegetable, and it comes in red or green. And it's better if you can eat it raw or you can eat it cooked. It's got vitamins A, vitamin C, vitamin E, B1, B2, B6, K, folic acid, calcium, sulfur, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and it contains all the trace elements. So it's really a healthful cabbage. So you just want to try to get more into your diet. And it's got some fiber in it as well.
Crunchiness of the cabbage, and to me it's a strength building, a flesh building food.
Oh yeah, and the red variety contains more antioxidants than the green type, and it's rich in various phytonutrients. The cabbage also has a compound called sulforaphane.
Sulforaphane.
That's it.
Yeah.
It protects the cells from carcinogenic attacks. So it's also proven to be an effective treatment for ulcers and digestive tract. So you can juice it. Right.
Yeah, cabbage is a good preventive food for cancer and a whole host of diseases.
Exactly. So, you know, you want to try to get more cabbage into your diet. And it's funny because...
And this is a good way because you kind of hides it with all the other stuff mixed in.
And I read somewhere that cabbage can cause gas if it's cooked, not raw. Usually it's the other way around.
That's true, because the cell membrane and the fibrous wall is broken down, makes it easier to digest. But
cabbage, on the other hand, is the other way around.
Well, maybe it's because it's more digestible that the gas, methane or sulfur or, you know, different gases that are produced inside the GI tract. Depends on the bacteria environment in the person, too, I guess.
Yeah, and because I use the tahini dressing, which has the honey in it, it makes it a little bit sweeter because the cabbage can have a bitter taste. So that tahini or a honey mustard dressing is always, everybody will like it. Even if they don't eat cabbage, they'll like it. The dressing makes a world of difference, I'll tell you.
Yeah, the layer of the tahini, it kind of blends in nice and just a nice texture and flavor.
So it's got a thumbs up, so that'll be my next recipe published.
Absolutely.
So try that recipe at any barbecue at all. You don't need any other vegetable or all you need is that dressing. All you need is that salad, and it just is a beautiful rainbow. My Asian rainbow coleslaw.
Right on. So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Craig Buehler. Now, Dr. Buehler is a chiropractor in Utah who has developed a fantastic system, Advanced Muscle Integration Technique, and it's a new standardized muscle testing. And he actually has developed a muscle testing for every muscle in the body. Isn't that amazing?
It's very cool, and also this is a good SNU for people who have not heard of or don't understand the biokinesiology concept of muscle testing.
Yes.
Because there's a conventional opposition to it, and there are some real wackos out there that help people discredit the procedure. But here is a scientist dude. This guy's very sharp, very successful, well-recognized throughout North America, and he's using muscle testing as a primary mechanism to diagnose the conditions, which he says saves him all the time and energy, and then the rapid healing comes.
Well, what's really interesting is this method isolates where the problem originates. So if you've got a muscle strain or whatever's going on, it could actually not be that particular area. It could be another muscle or nerve that's the actual culprit, which I think is really cool.
The web of biology, right? Everything's connected inside the body.
Yeah.
So instead of just focusing on the site itself where you maybe feel the pain, sometimes we don't, or at least we're not trained to think of how it's connected throughout the body to the spine or the brain or other functions.
It was just fantastic. So another beauty is he's also into whole food. And
yes.
So they did a study, and that 85% of all the health problems are nutritional deficiencies and lifestyle. Oh,
yeah,
really?
That some of these guys that are in the field of sport professionally, their endurance, their ability to sustain the stress is often connected to a superlative diet. He's done a little bit of research, and he gave some names. He's much more familiar with the names of these athletes than I am, but there were some names he gave of people who are known for their ability to last in the sport, and he associates that with excellent nutrition.
Right. So it was just a fantastic interview, and we are very grateful. Thank you so much, Dr. Buehler.
Yeah, and that was a connected SNU from Debbie Perry.
Thank you, Debbie. Right?
That was a referral, and she actually had some health concerns, went to him, found the relief she needed. She says, hey, you guys, you got to connect with this dude and find out what he's all about, which we did. So again, anyone out there, if you know somebody that's got something good to say, we'd like to follow up and get them set up for an interview.
Yes.
We're always looking for good people who are in the know, who are doing something unique or special, and this is how we all learn together.
Exactly. And I will try to connect with these people, and it may not happen overnight, but we will keep trying, and thank you very much.
Right on. So let's get to our next topic, our CHI update.
CHI update. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now talking to Mr. Hawaii, Natural Muscle.
I don't know how to describe it. Hawaii is just such a beautiful place. You know, how can you not be happy when you're there?
Exactly. It really is a lovely place with the palm trees, of course, and the beautiful breeze, and everything smells like flowers. It's lovely, very lovely.
Yeah, and the show was exactly as I thought it would be, very local, small, very Hawaiian, native, aloha-rich, great sportsmanship. It was a mark that I have now achieved. I held that one inside for a long time, and so that's another mark in life that I've achieved, another goal, another object in mind. And so what you do is you go through this process and you discover that it's reaching out and moving towards the goal that gives you most of the satisfaction, not the goal achieved itself.
Well, I think what you did is we traveled to Hawaii. You actually did the work, you know, to be a grand master. And, you know, you pay your airfare, you pay your hotel, then we had to rent a car to get to this place. You really wanted it. And when you really want something, you'll do it. Now, there's probably a lot of other, not a lot of grandmasters who look as good as you, honey. There's only you. But you know what I mean. To really want it, you will make the effort, you'll save the money, and you'll go to where you want to go to get what you want. That's a true grandmaster. You did what you wanted, right?
Yeah, I love that.
You made it happen.
And, Master, you know, I'm looking at the wall now. I got four pictures, so I've got mine.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I've got these photographs now starting at 1998. That was the Western Canada, then 5 years later, the Natural Canada West, and then the Natural Mr. Olympia, and then now the Natural Mr. Hawaii. And I can look at my physique and compare my physique. Daisy was here the other day looking at the wall of the pictures and just sort of commenting and looking at some of the changes, and we're talking about the effects of aging. And, you know, basically what you do is you elevate yourself to a state of personal achievement. And then you keep that in your mind's eye so that you don't slip away too quickly or out of control, like it's easy to do, right?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, it really takes work to keep yourself looking at your optimum levels. Now, you don't always have to be in competition. You don't always have to be competition look. But, you know, to keep lean, have nice skin, not sagging, to try to do the best you can do, you know, because age happens, right? The gravity's going to pull you down. You know, it does take work, not just going to the gym, not just running, not just exercising, la-la-da-da-da-da-da, but taking care of your skin, drinking lots of liquids, eating the right foods. There's a whole program to it, and it takes work. And a lot of people do not want to do the work, but then they don't understand why they feel the way that they do. But, you know, when you take a look at yourself in the mirror with your clothes stripped down and you've worked really hard and you can see, you know what, I have self-confidence. It really does make you feel better about yourself, right?
Absolutely. See, now, Aristotle said that a man who is a master of himself finds joy in the suffrage of necessity. In other words, there's certain things we have to do, and wellness in mind can be achieved only by doing certain things. It doesn't just happen naturally. We might be born well, but as we age and try and survive and cope with reality, we eventually discover that we have to manage ourselves in reality. Otherwise, we will lose our health, that gift that is given to us by nature, right?
Well, yeah, if you can't manage yourself, how are you going to manage anything?
So, you know, a lot of people struggle with self-management. They struggle. They, you know, say, Corey, how do you do it? The diet, the training, all that. I find joy in it.
You do it. You just bloody well, like Nike says, just do it.
Yeah, and so how do you twist things around in your mind so that you actually find joy in flossing your teeth? And you've got to get your focus off the flossing and onto the health benefits. That's where your mind connects to. The reason I do this is because it's going to give me this wonderful state, and that's what you focus on.
That's right.
You know?
So what's up next on your little agenda for...
Through this experience and coming back, and we met Denny at the show in Honolulu, where he was managing the show with his wife, and he created the INBA, and he said, why don't you guys continue on? You've got what it takes, Corey, to take it to the next level. And so I did qualify for a pro state. I'm not really interested in competing as a professional, but I did come back and I did research, and there is a universe coming up August 31st in Chicago. So I gave Frank a call and connected with Kevin, our two students there. We're going to tie this in with some seminars, the topic of which is life extension. So I'll go there, compete, have fun. I haven't done a universe show yet. I've done the Olympia. I've done a Western Canada, of course, the Mr. Hawaii. So this will be another great experience and an opportunity to meet more friends and spread the word about what we do.
Like-minded individuals, because it's all natural. There's no doubt about it that it's natural.
Well, in Hawaii, we were all drug tested. We were escorted into the washroom by a representative. Our urine was collected, which was sent off to be analyzed. And, of course, anybody that was on anything would be ultimately discovered, unless they're on some weird substance that they don't test for. But essentially, that's why I like the natural bodybuilding, because, you know, drugs ruin people essentially when they're taken out of context and abused. And I think that steroids, growth hormone, thyroid meds, these things used in bodybuilding is a form of abuse.
It's a short-term quick fix, right?
Well, they certainly take it.
In the muscle, you can look really good. There's no doubt about that. But it's a short-term mentality.
Short-term.
Irreversible damage. Anyway, that's fantastic, Corey.
Yeah, so we'll continue on in the groove, and bodybuilding is a beautiful, noble, courageous lifestyle. It is connected with the original philosophy of the Greeks, and we need the physical wellness as well as the mental. And what people don't get, maybe some people do, is that what you see physically, when you see the physical perfection, you've got to understand that it took something inside that person to achieve the physical attribute, right? So it's not about what you see on the outside. It is, because it's beautiful. When you see a beautiful woman or a beautiful man who's in great shape and who's done the work, but what did it take for that man or woman to achieve that state? And that's the prize. That, I think, is what we all admire, and that's where the struggle is for most people, to actually do what it took to look like what we see, what we like, right?
Absolutely. And because it's summertime, it's time to strip down and show everybody what you got. So I just want to wish everybody a wonderful summer. Keep safe. Protect yourself from the sunshine. And just have a really wonderful time. Try to get out there in nature. Breathe deeply. Get out there into the water and into the sand. Walk in the sand. Scrub your feet with the sand. It's really great for reflexology and all those little nerve endings in your toes and your feet. So get out there and really enjoy your summer.
Yeah, the whole trip was fantastic and awesome, and ready to move on to the next experience as always. So let's finish off now with your final word, my dear.
My final word is by Anton Chekhov. People don't notice whether it's winter or summer when they are happy.